I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Today is the final day of the 2016 legislative session, and it's the last chance for state lawmakers to decide the fate of Governor Robert Bentley's $800 million prison construction proposal. A conference committee will meet later today to try and reconcile differences between the House and Senate versions of the bill. Bentley is seeking to borrow $800 million to build three new prisons for men, housing up to 4,000 inmates each, and one new women's prison. Most existing state prison facilities would close. The prison construction proposal is the centerpiece of the governor's legislative agenda this year, but it has faced a lot of scrutiny from lawmakers about the project's scope and cost. Some lawmakers want to build the prisons one at a time. Corrections Commissioner Jeff Dunn says the state needs the savings from consolidating all the prisons in order to pay for the bond issue. A new aerospace manufacturing facility is expected to bring 260 jobs to southwest Alabama. APR's Stan Ingold has more.
UTC Aerospace Systems officials say that the company is developing a new 80,000-square-foot manufacturing facility in Foley. The new plant is expected to open in the second quarter of 2017. Plant employees will assemble components to support the Airbus A320 and deliver propulsion systems from the facility to the Airbus assembly line in Mobile. Airbus recently presented its first A320 aircraft assembled in Mobile to JetBlue. Officials say the plant will also provide support for other aircraft, including Bombardier, Embraer, and Mitsubishi. Officials say North Carolina-based UTC Aerospace Systems already operates two facilities in Foley that collectively employ about 800 people. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Huntsville's small business community will have the opportunity to learn about the field of energy tomorrow. Innovate Energy is part of a week-long Innovate Huntsville initiative. Several business leaders from across the energy sector will speak, and small businesses will have some new power technologies on display. Dr. Bill Carswell is the executive director of Energy Huntsville. He says his organization hopes to promote their part of a larger movement occurring in the city of Huntsville.
The mayor has set up three initiatives in Huntsville specifically to diversify our business base. Those three areas are energy, cybersecurity, and geoinformation.
The event will be held at 8 a.m. tomorrow at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. And about 35,000 unemployed Alabamians have lost their access to food stamps due to a change in federal requirements. The decline is because a federal waiver for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program expired. That waiver allowed states to grant some exemptions to work requirements for those receiving food stamps. Now your forecast.
Plenty of sunshine early today, a few clouds arriving this evening. There could be a few showers later this evening, especially after 4 p.m. Showers move out tonight. Overnight temperatures back in the low 50s, upper 40s for North Alabama. Plenty of sunshine on Thursday and Friday, highs in the 70s. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.